with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House authorizes an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. California Congressman Tom McClintock says Congress must address serious allegations.
The Democrats would have us simply turn a blind eye to mounting evidence of a family influence peddling scheme that implicates the president. This we cannot do. We owe it to the country to get to the bottom of these allegations.
The 221-212 party line vote put the entire House Republican conference on record in support of an impeachment process that could lead to the ultimate penalty for the president, punishment for what the Constitution describes as high crimes and misdemeanors, which can lead to removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Obama's senior advisor David Axelrod calls a recent poll very, very dark news for the Biden campaign. Bob Agnew reports.
On the Hacks on Tap podcast he co-hosts, Axelrod says of a weekend Wall Street Journal poll, job approval down, ratings generally down, most of the comparatives with former President Trump, not good. Only 37% of respondents say they approve of Biden's performance, and by a 4% margin, 47-43% said they would vote for Trump over Biden. 53% say President Biden's policies have caused them harm, something only 37% said of former President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court says it will hear appeals that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from January 6, including against former President Trump. The justices agreed Wednesday to review an appellate ruling that revived a charge against three defendants from Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York who were accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. This is SRN News. A satanic display has appeared at the Iowa Capitol building.
It's a life-sized human figure with a goat's head wearing black robes and adorned with pentagrams. It is surrounded by candles. The satanic temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico is one of seven states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy and has become a major abortion destination. It hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. But most of the laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue this week. The state's Democratic Attorney General claims the pro-life statutes violate the state constitution. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot.
U.S. safety regulators say the company will send out a software update to fix the problems. The recall comes after a two-year investigation by U.S. auto safety regulators into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot partially automated driving system was in use. Some were deadly.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its investigation found autopilot's method of ensuring drivers are paying attention can be inadequate and can lead to foreseeable misuse of the system. The year's best meteor shower, the Geminids, peaks this week. Skygazers may see as many as one or even two a minute in locations that have dark skies. It will reach its peak on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com.